Hello, this is Joshua Friday, and this is the NBF Podcast. Over the last couple weeks, we've been covering productivity, we've been covering life purpose, habit creation, effective habits. We've been talking about the significance of understanding the meaning behind things, understanding the meaning of your life and your purpose, and saying yes and no, and time compounding and time blocking. It kind of led us to a point where we started talking about habits. It's so cool to think about all our habits are what they really are. It's just shortcut to thought processes. Hey, you ever notice when you're getting in your car, you really sometimes, well, you don't really think about putting on your seatbelt. Some people have created habits, so when they get in the car, they automatically cut on their radio. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. You know, they say that if you, for the same amount of time that you actually are in your car, you have to decide to put it on a podcast or put it on a learning CD, a continuation learning CD or a podcast, and you actually listen to it while you're going to and fro from work, you would then actually get the equivalent of an associate's degree by the end of that year. It's so cool to think how a lot of times that, you know, the highly productive, all they are really doing is maximizing on the time they already have. You know, we already talked about habits part one. This is habits part two. How do you supercharge your habits? What is missing? What is missing to take what you're doing from where you are to the next level? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. You know, the one thing that's very interesting about the super successful is that, you know, they get bored just like we do. A lot of people don't really understand that. They think that they must have some clue on motivation because they never seem to lose it. In reality, it's actually quite the opposite. I've met a lot of successful people, both in business and relationships and teaching and all professions, athletes. The one thing that's the same is actually across all the boards, because it's really a success thing, is how they think about how they're successful. You know, when I first met my mentor, the one thing he said to me, he said, "Josh, a lot of people have done what I've done, but honestly, it's not what I do that makes me successful. It's how I think." And isn't that true for everyone who is highly successful? Think about it. It's not a mechanical thing. It's how someone decides to think. Well, the highly successful, what they do is they take what we normally do and they supercharge it. So, yeah, they ride in the car just like we do. But unlike everyone else, they're probably listening to a podcast. Yeah, they go to work just like we do, but unlike everyone else, they probably come early and they stay late. They're highly productive, right? They say the average person takes about 8 to 10 minutes to get to work. And normally, if you really look at it, they have several distractions during the day. You times that by 10 to 15 times, you didn't realize that, well, on an average day, you probably only get about 4 hours worth of work in 8 hours. So what is it that makes them highly successful? Number one, they know their life purpose. Number two, they have a priority system to help them gauge where they're going so they can be productive. And then after they have all that stuff, they make a decision daily, right? As John Maxwell would say, they manage their decision daily, right? Because every day you wake up, you make a decision. What am I going to do today? How productive am I going to be? Another thing that they do is actually they plan the day before. And oftentimes in business, what they say is that if you wake up not knowing what you're going to do today, you automatically lost all the productivity of today. They live by a calendar. Frank Bettinger, one of the guys who's really famous for creating the book, How I Went From Failure to Success in Sales. One of the things he said that he was talking to a young man about getting on a calendar, and he was a barber. He says, "I can never get my customers on a calendar." He says when he got all his customers on a calendar, not only did they highly appreciate the fact that it was able to pencil in their scheduling and basically make it around them, but he said he also increased his clientele. Isn't it interesting what happens when we have the same calendar, but we have a different intention behind it? Intentionality, that's something that's a pretty highly productive have. You know, if you look at anyone who starts something, they always need to have an intention. And normally what happens, if you don't really think about the habits we're creating, yeah, we can create some habits. Like I told you about, get in the car and turn on the radio as soon as you get in there, putting your seatbelt. Putting on the seatbelt is important. Putting on the radio is not as important when you come down to success, right? the highly successful, they take care of their stuff. You know, looking at Brian Tracy, he said normally the reason why people are so cluttered is because they get into their car, they go to their house, and it's a mess. So instead of thinking, you know what, I can just relax and think, they think about, oh my goodness, I need to clean this up. So instead of them giving the full focus to what they're doing, they're thinking about the mess they need to clean. That's why the Navy SEALs are so prone, are so forward, making your bed in the morning. Here we go. Why? It's the first thing that you can do to build a mental stability about how you're going to conquer today. Are you just going to let today pass by just doing things here and there? Are you going to be intentional? Intentionality is one of the biggest things that the highly productive do. Setting proper habits has to be intentional. One of the things that you can do, especially if you know exactly where you're going to go in life, hey, that's it, your life purpose. Go around people who are highly successful in that arena you're in. What are they doing differently than you are? Is there any way that you can take it from where you're at on their level? Another way of saying it is so interesting saying this like this is, are you doing the best that you can or the best that can be done? You know, the highly successful, they look at the top 10%, not internationally, but really globally. If you look across the world, they say, all right, the top 5% in the world, what are they doing differently? And you say, why should you compare yourself to someone that's that high up? Well, the reality is, yeah, maybe you can't do what they're doing tomorrow, but you can start working on those habits. You know, from the Atomic Habits, what we learned is that anyone can do something for 2 minutes. So if someone's success habits to call 10 to 15 people per day for their business, and you're just now getting started, can you at least call 2 people per day? If someone's success habit for teaching is to make sure they have a literature written and they start to be original with their content, can you at least putting a original quote or originality, a piece of you that you learned, a story that you learned growing up in your lesson plan? There's a lot of ways that we can start to maintain and develop those habits. And then once we get those habits, it's a daily decision. You know, according to the one thing by Gary Keller, it takes about 67 days to maintain and create a proper habit. And what's interesting in Atomic Habits, I learned something very interesting. He said that you never, ever, ever really forget old habits. You rewrite things and you put things on top of them, but you never forget things. So you have to give yourself different ways of looking at things. Why? Because how you look at things triggers the habit itself. So tie your habits to things that you're already doing. Doesn't that sound familiar? Ding, ding, ding. When you're in the car, right? When you're in the car driving alone, drive that to, I'm going to put in a podcast. When you're at home, you have about 5 to 10 minutes. Don't get on social media. Read a book. Read a book in your industry to get some knowledge. You know, there's a lot of ways that we can cover this, but this is going to be a series. Highly productive people, right? Habit creation, habit starting. What is it that they're doing differently? As always, this is Nutrition My Friday. Action step. Are you doing the best that you can or the best that can be done? Number two, based on your life purpose, what is it that you could be doing differently so that everything can be easier or unnecessary? Number three, if you knew some of the things that you knew now about your industry and you had no fear, what is one thing that you accomplish tomorrow? Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned.